You are listening to UIM. My name's Matt Manley, and I'm joined by Newton Faulkner. Newton, hello.
Hello there. How you doing, man?
I'm very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very good. Very good. First day of tour.
I was going to say, you had...
So it's all good now. I can relax.
First day. How was last night? Was it good fun?
It was wicked, actually. I was really pleased.
Really?
And people really got into it. Because it's quite nerve-wracking, because it's probably the most I've changed my sound, and definitely the most I've changed the live show since I started, so...
It was a bit of a
rebirth. To see people really getting into it was amazing.
Oh, awesome. So you're touring your new album, Human Love, which is out Friday.
Mm-hmm.
The first, what's the reason behind the name Human Love? Is there any particular reason?
I just love the combination of words. Loads of people have attached like different meanings to them as well. So I'm kind of happy with most of the reasons that people have made up for themselves. Like, so I think I'm happy to let people kind of come up with what they wanted. I mean, my brother's take on it was that it was quite a kind of juxtaposition between the two words, that human had negative connotations and that love was obviously really positive. So the kind of combination of the two was quite interesting.
Well, the first single from Human Love is a cover of Major Lazer's Get Free.
Yes.
What made you cover Get Free? What was the reason behind that?
That's just an awesome track. I love the melody. I'd also like that all the meaning of the lyrics as well was really... I kind of attached my own meaning to it. I mean, I'm not quite sure what it was kind of written about.
Yeah.
But it was really easy to kind of superimpose like the last kind of 5 years of my life over the lyrics. I've kind of written a story that I'm kind of thinking about in my head when I sing it.
Okay.
That's kind of autobiographical. So it turned out really well. So I was really pleased with the production. I think the guys nailed it.
Oh, awesome. I was gonna say the video is quite a very emotive video, quite sort of severe looking.
I think I'd done really fluffy videos before, so I think I wanted to. Yeah, it was a chance to see something different.
I mean, you cut off your trademark dreadlocks in the video. Was that your real hair?
Yeah, that was my real hair.
So it was very much a one-take deal that day.
Yes. And now I am incredibly cold.
One thing I really thought about that video is they were some very good scissors you were using.
They were serious. They were massive as well.
Like one
like
chop. One chop goes straight through the dread. It was brilliant. I was like...
Yeah. Apart from that one, it was that second to last mega chunk that I really had to chew through.
I was watching that, just watching you go. I was like, oh, it's not going to do it. It's not going to be in time. And then it just came out. I'll be honest, it was about the third watch and I was just so tense watching it still. It's an absolute roller coaster.
It is, yeah. It was unbelievably intense to film as well. Because obviously it was kind of, yeah... You couldn't mess it up.
Is this sort of like you said, like a bit of a rebirth? Is this sort of a new era of Newton Faulkner music?
I think so. I thought, well, this is, we kind of took all filters off. Because I think before, even if I wasn't doing it consciously, I was definitely kind of filtering what I was sending the label in terms of what I thought they'd understand.
Okay.
And also what they wanted. You kind of naturally try and kind of, you want to send stuff to your A&R that your A&R like.
Yeah.
So I think subconsciously I was kind of doing that quite a lot. And as soon as we changed, because I got out of my old deal and had a whole new team.
Okay.
I started, yeah, it kind of just opened up my mind to a whole lot of new possibilities, especially kind of production-wise and songwriting style-wise. And things I definitely wouldn't have even sent in before have turned out to be kind of fairly key tracks, which is amazing.
Awesome. What sort of, is it sort of, can we expect like a new sound for the whole of Human Love? Is it a whole different sort of sound or?
Well, the acoustic guitar is very much still at the kind of core of it, and the percussive stuff is still in there. It's just got, more going on around it. It's got much bigger drums than I've ever allowed myself to do on anything else. I'm trying to think. Break is probably the most familiar sounding track.
Okay.
And there's a couple of things that are... Basically, the demos that I made, so that recording of Break, I think it's the third time I have, it's literally 5 minutes after we wrote it. So me and my brother wrote it downstairs. I went up and recorded it. We're kind of constantly talking to producers about what to do with it. And everyone was kind of like, well, why don't you just use that? I was like, oh.
Fair enough.
Yeah, hadn't thought of that. And the same thing happened with Can I Be Enough. That's the demo.
They just sort of...
But I've got a studio in my house, so I can...
Oh, that's very convenient.
I can do pretty good demos. It's amazing. Cool.
I mean... Thinking, like, just in the theme of, and just in, like, Get Free, like, you seem to love a really acoustic stripped back cover.
Yeah, I do. I like the challenge of it as much as the kind of, well, the results as well. I mean, it's, covers, I think, kind of get quite a bad rep sometimes, but I think they're as much of an art form as anything else. Kind of doing them well is... It's a really interesting challenge.
I mean, I listened to you, I was watching, it was like a video from 2008, something where you were doing Bohemian Rhapsody.
Oh, yeah. Well,
an acoustic guitar on your own.
Yeah, that was a serious challenge. Really fun, though.
Is that?
Where I think I asked myself, like, weird questions in terms of what covers I'd done in the past. So Teardrop kind of came out of what should you not cover? What's a really bad idea? What's kind of almost sacred?
Yeah.
And it was like, well, Teardrop is one of those. I was like, okay, let's do that, but let's do it really well so no one gets upset. And then Bohemian Rhapsody came out of, what should you not cover?
Okay.
Oh, no, actually, not should you. What is impossible? What can't you?
Yeah.
What can't you cover? What's an absolute impossibility? And that's where Bohemian Rhapsody came from.
Okay.
From kind of that thought process.
If you had to pick, what would be your favourite song you've covered? I mean, I know that's
I've done You Spin Me Right Round, No Diggity, the theme from Ice Age. I've done little bits of everything. It comes out of playing guitar while watching films, which is a great way to practice, but you do end up learning some really strange pieces of music.
There you go, tips from a professional.
I can play Jurassic Park in just harmonics.
Wow,
that was fun.
There you go, you heard it here first. If you want to learn to play guitar, do it while watching a film.
If it's good enough for Jimi Hendrix, good enough for me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us, Newton.
Absolutely, anytime, man.
Liverpool tonight, Sheffield tomorrow.
Yeah, I have no idea where I'm going.
Oh, I've stalked you. I've sort of looked up. And Human Love is out Friday as well.
Human Love is out really soon. So, yeah, you can pre-order it now and buy it when it's out.
Awesome. Thank you
and
very much.
I think it's the best thing I've ever done. I'm pretty sure.
There you go.
I listened to it back to back with some other things, and I think I did a good.
You did a good. You critically acclaimed as him doing a good. Human Love out Friday. Oh, thank you so much, Newton.
No problem. Pleasure, man. Take care.
Thank you. See you later.
Cool.
There you go. You heard it here first. Newton Faulkner did a good. His new album, Human Love, out Friday the 20th of November. Be sure to check it out.